Welcome to another episode of It's Worth Living.
Welcome back. It looks like we're back. Thank you, all of you, for being patient and being supportive of this podcast. It has been a little while there since we're in our hiatus from the last season. Now that we are beginning a new season, we are very thankful for you guys for returning and start listening to us again. But don't worry, we will be very effective. We have a lot of new topics and new guests to come and talk about some of these interesting topics we have in mind. Just to get started, today our first topic for this season is corporal punishment versus death penalty. Corporal punishment versus death penalty. I know you're probably thinking, what do those two have in common? Well, Ed and I will tell you today. So Ed, please tell us what exactly comes to mind. What is the big mystery versus corporal punishment, which, you know, a lot of parents struggle with understanding, especially in America, and death penalty that they have to then deal with later on again in America, especially most of the states in America. Tell me, what comes to mind? What would you like to talk about?
Man, it's funny you ask, because if I'm not mistaken, a few weeks ago in one of the counties here, there was much talk. This is in Department of Education. There was talks about corporal punishment and how the schools have struggled in that area, in that county. The schools have struggled once parents had felt as if being too strict was an issue. Now that many of the students and children are getting out of hand, many have protested. They've gone back to the Department of Education and basically said during a board meeting that we need more strict rules and regulations because these children are out of control.
Yes, out of control. And yes, I know in some states, corporal punishment is just means for some parents, if they spank their children, they're going to jail or their children is taken away from them. So that puts a fear in some parents to actually discipline their children. Now, I'm not promoting corporal punishment by any means, but also I'm not saying that it is something that should be off the table. The main thing is to get to know your children. If you know your child, you know spanking them would probably help them. By all means, go ahead. You can take all the necessary precautions, but do what you got to do as a parent. You know, and if you know talking to them is better, do that. But the idea that if you do spank your kid, and even if you take the necessary precautions, you are going to jail or your kid is being taken away by social services, then it keeps parents from actually doing what they're, you know, what they're meant to be doing, which is disciplining and teaching their children. Now, the thing is, some states would say, you know, you said Georgia doesn't mind it, but some states like New York, I don't know how it is these days, I haven't really kept up with it, but New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, you spank your children, they can call the cops on you, and then all of a sudden the children is taken away. But then that same child who's now not being disciplined by a parent, you know, with foster care, then can we really vouch for foster care being the best place to discipline your children? Yeah, some of them actually do care, but honestly, I've worked in the system. Half of them don't really care that much. Now, let's say that kid just get to do whatever they want and then commit crimes. Later on, they commit a crime gruesome enough. The same state who said not to spank your child or took that kid away from you is going to be the one vouching to put your kid in death row, and then you lose your kid forever. Now, you didn't want to discipline your kid when they were little. Now, you have to watch them die through a glass. You see what I mean? So the thing is, the hypocrisy is what kills me about it. You know, it's okay if you want to be on one side versus another, but don't tell me that later on what I was trying to do to help my kid, you are doing something even worse than that to that same kid. Because let's face it, some of these people never actually grow up mentally. But then, you know, that crime they committed is adult enough because of their age, so now that kid has to die.
Yeah. And so for those of you listening, again, our topic, corporate punishment versus death penalty. If there are parents listening right now or anyone listening and saying, hey, you know, I think that spanking my child is beneficial, but how do I know what's considered abuse or what's considered acceptable? I had a chance to speak to a police officer, and he shared with me, for parents that believe in spanking, as long as it's in the buttocks area, it's nothing above. You can't go above their, maybe a few inches above their buttocks, and you cannot go a few inches below. As long as it's in that area and you don't leave any marks, any bruises, that is all considered acceptable. But once we pass those marks, whether you slap in the face, using items, I don't know, punches, things of that nature, then that's considered abuse. But if you feel as if spanking your child is something that you and your home practice or believe that it's beneficial for your child, these are some of the limitations where you can spank that child.
Yeah, and the thing is, I'm not an advocate for corporal punishment, nor that I am completely against it. I just want people to understand that if you are a parent, there's a lot going on in your life already. So it is understandable if you want to take certain measures that you feel would work for your kid. The point is not corporal punishment. The point is getting to know your kid, because some children taking their toys away would be the worst thing. It's not spanking them or, you know, or any type of corporal or physical punishment. It's taking something away from them. So do that if that's the case for you. If for your kid, it might tell them to stand against the wall for 5 minutes. That might be the worst thing you ever tell them in their life. Mm-hmm. If that's the case for you and they do something that deserves that punishment, go nuts. So it's just a matter of, okay, get to know your child, knowing what works, and discipline them accordingly. And then you go on and do what you need to do. Because if they put a restriction on what you can and can't do, like, you know, you say, they say they do in Georgia, some people, you know, they ask for to do it, and some people, some schools even get to do it. I don't know if I would tell somebody to go ahead and spank my kid. You tell me what my kid does, and then I'll take care of it. Mm-hmm. I'll take care of it well, you know what I'm saying? Then make sure that when I come back to school, that action, it won't be repeated again. But if some parents, I know in Haiti, some parents, they don't even have a say in it. The teachers even have to spank your kid, or you take your kid out of the school, period.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So everywhere has their thing. Now, whether or not we can say which one is more effective, that's beside the case. And again, some kids don't respond to spanking. You can spank them all day long. It doesn't work for them. Mm-hmm. You know, I can honestly tell, if my dad didn't spank my older brother, I don't know where he'd be, because this guy would make some questionable decision. Even as a kid, we thought they were questionable. But now he's a successful detective down there in Florida. And, you know, he might not like that I'm saying that about him, but I know he came from a long way. And, you know, and the way my dad dealt with him, you know, I remember one time my father spanked him, and he called the cops. The cops came. And my dad confessed, not only he spanked them, but I'm about to do it again because I didn't know he called you. So if you're going to take me downtown, give me a minute, because I got to go spank him again. But the cop was a little more understanding. He's like, man, if you do what you got to do. And then he left. And then my dad not only had to, you know, face this dude now and let him know, yeah, you call the cop, I'm gonna let you know. You're a black kid in America, okay? I told you guys what to do to survive here. You can choose to follow it or not, but if you're in my house, there's certain things you just gotta do. And just went at it again, okay? Now, this dude has become a person that a lot of people who knew him growing up probably didn't expect. And we're very proud of him. It's just, the thing is, if that didn't happen, I don't know. Maybe talking, like, my father, like, he talks more than he spanks. So I'm pretty sure my dad spoke to him several times, several times. And then it just didn't work, because he just, to him, at his, you know, he's just felt like he was getting older, you know, and the whole idea of your kid is 18, all of a sudden they cannot get spanked again thing, because mm-hmm. that didn't work in my house either. So the thing is, look, there's no way to say this any clearer. Get to know your kid, find out what works for them and try to work with them then. Okay, if you know spanking doesn't work for them, this whole thing is not for you. It is for you. It's just a matter of finding what works for your kid and then go with that. Because in these days when things are going just upside down, a lot of parents feel like, okay, my kid has no reason to be sad or no reason to misbehave with this and that, because they get everything they need. They have food, they have home to stay. They have a lot of other things to deal with. And that can also alter their behavior. Yeah. Find out what that is. What's the reason? If they're defying you, you know, and when nothing is wrong, that's one thing. But when they know what is right, but they're doing it, you know, when they know what's right, but you see that their behavior is being altered because of something they're feeling, mm-hmm. talk to them and get to know that, and then try to see how you can help them before you do anything else. But disciplining your kids should not be something that stops somewhere and doesn't stop, start somewhere and stop somewhere else, because at the end of the day, the states will not look at it as if, oh yeah, he's an innocent kid who happened to murder three people, okay?
Yeah.
Because I've watched people in death row, and trust me, it is, and like half of the time, as a matter of fact, my externship in grad school, I did at a juvenile center. Half of these kids blame their parents, and the kids don't really lie for no reason like that. We're talking about kids who are barely teenagers.
Mm.
They just say straight out, you know, this kid, he stabbed his mother, and I asked him, okay, first of all, question, why did you do that? I didn't think she would care. She never cares about anything else I do. I mean, what do you say to that?
Mm.
And you talk to the parent is out there crying, my kid, but did you really let them do this? Did you really let them do that? Yeah, but none of these buts make any sense. So talk to your children, figure out how you can help them, and then help them.
And also parents, one of the things that we wanted to discuss with you is even with discipline and reminding our children of consequences, one of the things that we don't want to do is reprimand them when we're angry. Anger doesn't help, because then we're getting frustrated and we put out all that frustration that we have into the punishment, which doesn't help. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, one of the best things that we can do is keep cool, keep calm when we feel as if we're angry. And once you're calm, maybe you can come back. Always, I think it's important to express to your children, share with them one of the reasons why they're being reprimanded, why they're receiving a punishment or a consequence for a behavior. Remind them that you do love them, but in love, you can't allow them to do whatever they want and think that they can get away with it. Because if you don't correct them now, in the long run, it'll hurt them. There's a saying that says that you cannot straighten a bent tree. So what that means basically is you have to try to correct them even before they're mature. Once you have that opportunity, and once you know that they have an understanding of what right and wrong is, and if they don't, it is our job and our duty to teach them. Now, if they don't learn from it and they continue to do the same things, then it's important for us as parents, as their guardians, to teach them, but also reminding them that in love, there's a consequence for their behavior. So always remember that no matter what, before it gets to that place to where we have any of our loved ones, especially our children, having to face as a topic death penalty or even any form of consequence through law or through the law enforcement, let's try to do our best at home. And if we feel as if it's too difficult for us, it does take a village. If you have family members, if you have anyone in your community, whatever it takes to help that child, don't ever be afraid to ask for help. Because it's when we do that and we enable the behaviors, and once it's too late, then we look to get the help, then it causes more problems. So always keep in mind that it's not difficult when we help them make right decisions, but it's important for us to also remind them that while they do good, it's important to remind them when they're doing bad, so they don't continue with those bad habits, which can, of course, develop their character.
My father was that type that sits there and tell you whole story, not only about you know, how much he loves you, but the reason why he's going to spank you. And it's usually never the same day that whatever you the offense you committed. It's usually like a 2-3 days or even a week later after he's calmed down and relax, and he sits you down and gives you that speech that you wish you didn't get because you prefer the spanking. But then, you know, after that, he would spank you and then give you a hug, tell you how much he loves you. And honestly, I don't know if that's how his father did, because his father died when he was young, but he always, for some reason, that's how he always done it. And when he did it that way, you know, I've learned the same way, you know, doing these things out of anger never helps anyone, because you like you said, the frustration you've had with everything else in life that the kid never really caused, but because this is where you have the power, you just take it out on your kid. And that, I think that's why I understand why the system is created for that purpose. But at the same time, sometimes the system has this hypocrisy in it that sort of kills me inside, because I was sitting there and thinking about it. I'm like, you know, why? From 1976 until last year, 2022, the states who have death penalty in total have killed, and I say have executed, 1,530 people. 1,530 people. Okay? So the thing is, I know maybe these kids didn't have a parent who spoke to them or whatever the situation was. I don't know. I don't know what the case was. But at the end of the day, if you're advocating for no spanking or no corporal punishment, no certain type of punishment in the homes, because the parents tend to, you know, they don't have enough things to or ways to discipline the children, you cannot advocate for killing them later on either. That is a conflict of each other. So yes, I get, if you want one thing, the other is moot. So in conclusion, what exactly are we trying to say? The topic is corporal punishment versus death penalty. Don't these two cancel each other out when it comes down to it? And I know, you know, the system trying to work for everybody, but at the same time, so there's somewhere along the way they kind of lost the idea of, okay, protecting people. It is not like everything we talk about all the way to the time we have to kill them is protect and serve, protect our children, help this, help that, help this, help that, and then at the end execute him or execute her. You know, so we've killed so many people in this world on purpose. We're not talking about accidental shooting or even gang-related shootings. We're just talking about the government putting together and say it's okay to kill this person. I fail to see how that helps. Even if that person committed a gruesome crime, how does that even help anyone who may have lost somebody through a crime that this guy committed? I don't see it. It doesn't give you any peace of mind. It's just another life that was taken, other than the one that was taken from you, if you are a relative or anything like that. I worked on a death penalty case before, a while ago, and half of these guys, some of them had mental health issues, but some of them, it was lapse of judgment, and there was some change in them. But do you, correctional facilities, prisons, right? So they're there to correct the behavior. They correct the behavior because the guy was in prison for over 20 something years, and then now he dies. So do you kill them after you fix them? But anyway, this conversation can go forever when it comes down to it. But the idea is, as a parent or as a family member who deals with kids or anybody in your family, do you feel that, you know, corporal punishment would probably help them along the way instead of, you know, what happens towards the end? If that's how you feel, please work with your kid. I'm not saying to go abuse your children, not at all. I would never advise anyone to do that. But get to know who your kids are. Figure out what kind of help they need and how the help is needed. Okay, if you have to take away their toys in order to put them in a straight and narrow, do that. If you have to smack them in the butt, you know, do your thing. But at the end of the day, make sure you are doing it for their betterment, you know, because the system won't later on. And a lot more states are advocating to have death penalty these days. Mm. So, good luck.
Yeah. And that's really it. As you said, you know, as parents, it's important to help our children make better choices, make better decisions, be in their lives, take time to get to know them, do things together. I know that most of the time we're very busy, we have busy schedules, but make time for our children, because oftentimes I've spoken to children, and when I meet with them on a weekly basis, some will say, you know, my parents are never home.
Mm-hmm.
And so for some children, their way of getting attention is to act out. And they feel, for some, they feel as, well, the only attention I get is when I act out. So let me act out.
But adults do that. So
yeah.
I can't blame the kids when they do it. The thing is, we don't like it when kids do it, but then adults do it, we find it acceptable.
Mm-hmm. So. But at the end of the day, let our children know that we love them, we care for them, we want what's best for them. And even when they make mistakes, yes, we correct them, but in love.
Mm-hmm.
In love. Always remember that no matter what we do, let's do it in love.
Amen to that. We want to remind you, like we have in the first four seasons, you are remarkably made. I am remarkably made. We all remarkably made.
And therefore, it's worth living.